Let's talk about birthdays. Let's talk about the messages in the stars. You know your destiny is written in the stars. Well, my friend Stacy Holler, she's got a little update for us. There's a lot going on around the universe at this time. The planets are shifting. We had a full moon, and she and I didn't get to talk a couple of weeks ago. So here we are tonight to kind of catch us all up. There's a lot going on in the stars, and the stars are determining how some of your life is going to be shaping. So let's connect with Stacy. Stacy, how are you tonight?
I'm great, Sarah. Always happy to be here with you.
Good to have you back, Miss Stacy. And are the stars out tonight? Right? Mm-hmm. What's going on tonight? And how can we handle this moon that we just had? We had a big full moon. It was beautiful.
I know. We had a full moon in Libra, and maybe what was resonating was Libra's all about partnerships and relationships and balance. So, yes, we just had the full moon. And, you know, usually we talk in the beginning of the month where, and many times we talk about the new moon, the new beginnings, the vision board. Well, the full moon is that cycle, right?
Yes.
When the sun and the moon are opposite each other.
Correct.
And that demands change. For all of you tuning in to astrology, when there are squares and oppositions, that means change is needed. So that's why when the full moon comes around, we got to look in our lives of where we need to clear things out to make some changes.
But change can be hard for people, right? So earlier in the show, I don't know if you caught the opening, but we were talking about people kind of making excuses as to why they're stuck, and it's, well, at least it's the devil I know than the devil I don't know. So change can be hard. So when the moon and the planets are kind of pushing you, doesn't that feel like a pressure cooker somehow, Stacy?
You know, when we come into this life, we bring in the things to help us, but sometimes we don't realize that the things that help us are helping us. So if we're not making the changes we need to make, Uranus is going to come into play and make you change. Or you'll find when the energies come up, if you're, I know many of you, if you drag your feet and not doing what you need to do, eventually something will happen that forces you to go in that direction.
Right. Absolutely.
And I think that's when the stars come into play and say, we gave you time to figure this out, and now we're going to make you figure this out. Because
right.
It is for your greater good. That's why it's not scary. When change comes up and Pluto, the planet of transformation, starts hitting us, it's all for our greater good. It's telling us you're not looking in the right direction. Hey, come look over here. This is where you need to be.
And it's a powerful tool for us. So what's looking for everybody in the immediate future? What can we look forward to these next few weeks?
Well, I want to talk about this full moon in Libra and how it's affecting everyone. It just happened a few days ago on the 16th, and it's where we need to change. So why don't we pop around the zodiac wheel and talk to your sun and rising signs to see where this hits you, because you folks are probably still feeling this and want to pay attention.
Okay,
all right?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, so we'll start with Aries. I know it's Taurus's birthday. Happy birthday, Taurus. But for Aries, this full moon hit you in the seventh house, which is partnership and marriages and business relationships. So if you've been avoiding addressing some concerns in your relationships, Aries, or something that's going on that's not healthy, now is the time to kind of bring that to conclusion so you could open up the new energies and better things coming to you. Now, Taurus, this hits you in your work in health house. So that is looking for a shift and a change in your daily routine. Look at your health. Look at your habits. You need to let go of an old habit, maybe build some new habits. You want to align your daily life with your greater good. Now, Gemini, this full moon was right in your house of creativity. So open up. Look for more meaningful ways to express your creativity. I know earlier, Sarah, you were giving that advice to one of your callers, and I was wondering if they were a Gemini, because this is the time to inspire, to communicate, to balance your mind and your body through your creativity. Cancer, it's all about home, your foundation. It's in your fourth house, which is where you like to live. So if you feel a little uprooted in your foundation or your home, it's really shaking it up for you to get more grounded. So work on that work-life balance, Cancers. That's what this is showing you. Now, Leo, it's in your house of communications. It's a social time for you. You might be getting some new info with this new moon that might charge you up a little bit, bring up some old stuff that needs you to clear the house. It's a good thing for you, Leo's in the third house, to write your feelings. That could really help you in the house of communications. Virgo, this new moon is in your finances and in your values and your self-worth house. So it's important for you that you align your values with your self-worth, how you make money. It has to be aligned with your greater good. It also could be a sign with this full moon that you're concluding a big project you've been working on. You'll finally make some money on it. Now, Libra, it's in your first house. The first house is all about you. That could be an intense feeling when you have the full moon there. It's really a time to release and shift what's going on underneath. To give yourself, be kind to yourself, pamper yourself. All right, so you could accept these things and you're able to move on. Scorpio, this is in your 12th house. That's all about your inner psyche. This is a great time for you to create some peace and solitude, meditation, trust your intuition. There's something in your psyche of a cycle that is coming to a conclusion. And in Sagittarius, this is in your house of friends and goals. Take a look at your friends. Some are keepers. Some you may need to change to bring people in your life who are aligned with your values and could help you cross the finish line in your life. Capricorn, major full moon for your career. This can really help you hit your next long-term goal. It's in your house of career, Capricorn. So a new era is really beginning for you, and it will affect your reputation. It's all about who you are in the world. Aquarius, in your ninth house, experience the world, the way you look at the world. Do something out of the ordinary. Learn something new. Put away the things that aren't working for you and go out and experiment in the world. And Pisces, this is in your house of your close emotional bonds and your intimate relationships. You may have some triggers from the past, but you need to figure out what you really need in those relationships and get some good heart-to-heart time so you can move forward. So it really is a time, Sarah, for everybody to create new space in the directions that we should be going of where it's affecting us in our lives.
Beautiful. And Stacy, in the weeks to come, we've got some eclipses coming as well. How are they going to shake things up? What is the purpose of an eclipse for us from a planetary experiential way?
Yeah, well, over the next few weeks, we've got a couple of things to shake us up. So, yes, we do have a solar eclipse in Taurus on April 30th, and that's like a new moon on steroids. Eclipses are new moons and full moons on steroids, basically. So it really is all about just taking it more to the max. And we also have a Mercury retrograde coming up on May 10th.
Yes.
And we have another lunar eclipse on May 16th. But a little relief is coming because Pluto is going retrograde. And that means the intense pressure of transformation that we've all been feeling is going to take a little relief and take a little backslide and go look backwards for a while. So maybe that'll help mitigate some of it there.
Well, we look forward to hearing how these are going to actually play out when we get into the month of May, Stacy. Anyone who wants to know more about their sun sign and their rising sign, wants to understand their birth chart, you want to contact Stacy at destinyinthestars.com. I promise you, it is an eye-opener of experiences. And when Stacy talks about the different houses, it's good to understand what is going on in different areas of your life and different experiences. And it's also important to know how these planets influence you throughout the year. So go to destinyinthestars.com and be sure to request your appointment with Stacy. Thank you, Stacy, very much for being with us on this journey. We greatly appreciate you. And let's see what happens in the stars by the time we talk back in the beginning of May. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Sarah.
You're welcome. Bye for now.